Hey everybody, welcome back to Pokemon World Tour. I'm Jake.
And I am Josh.
And today we're doing something a little special. We're doing most of our segments, but instead of
all of the garnish and none of the meat, let's do it.
The main feature we're going to save for next time, because Josh, you said you're trying to figure out how to
break it up. I think I have it figured out.
Okay.
So the next episode will be Fuchsia City.
Okay.
And then the episode after that will be the Safari Zone. And then that weird big route that goes back up to Lavender Town.
Okay.
That's how we're going to break that up.
All right, sounds good.
So that'll be 2 weeks from today. We'll talk about Fuchsia City.
But today, we're doing a triple spotlight of a whole family of Pokemon. Do we want to wait? We're going
to
wait.
We want to wait because there's some news we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Let's hit that news segment up. Josh, what is the news?
Well, on Saturday, we had a special episode go up.
We did.
We kind of talked about what it might be then.
Yep.
And it turns out that was true. There was a Pokemon Direct on Friday.
So we know a few things. We don't know a lot.
Yeah, they revealed two things that were actually important and then hit one point really hard that was kind of awkward. We'll talk about that.
Okay, I don't remember what point that was. We'll get there, I guess. So the first thing, major news, we're getting a new Pokemon game at the end of the year. Pokemon Sun and Moon are coming out this holiday season.
Holiday 2016, which was probably November.
That's what X and Y was.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's exciting.
Very exciting.
We should do some sort of updates when it comes out.
What do you mean?
Like little regular updates about where we are in the game.
Yeah, we can add that in like at the end of an episode or something.
Yeah. Or like we'll have to finish the game quick. I don't like finishing Pokemon games
quick. Well, I mean, you did play all the way through X and Y.
I did, because I liked it.
Or X.
Just X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully Sun and Moon will hold up.
Hopefully.
And be that good. It'll be new, so it should get you through one play at least.
Yeah. So what do we know? What do we know about Sun and Moon?
We don't know anything except what the logo looks like and like a couple graphics that they kind of showed during the video, but all that we saw was like them working on stuff on computer screens.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of it.
There's one that's like a new bird Pokemon that I didn't get a good look at, but I think Serebii has a picture, like a screen grab of it.
Okay.
So go check that out. He's got wings and like spiky head. I don't know. I didn't really take a good look at it.
Like a Pokemon bird.
And there's like a big, that's like a huge building, and Pokemon centers look like Pokeballs, like their roof is a Pokeball, kind of. That's all I really was able to gather.
Or at least one Pokemon Center. We only saw...
Right. I'm assuming they all look the same, but maybe not. Maybe that's the hook. Maybe all the buildings are different.
Things are different this year. That would be neat. And it comes out in this year. Comes out in November. Well, holiday, but probably November-ish of this year.
The weird point that they got hung up on was that it's also going to be... It's in the same languages that X and Y were in.
Right.
But it's also in traditional and
simplified Chinese,
which is cool. That's a neat feature.
Yeah.
But they talked about that like that was a system selling feature.
Well, here's the thing. Do you know how many Chinese people there are?
I'll give you a hint. There's a lot.
I'll give you a hint. It's like a quarter of the population. it's over a billion at this point.
That's true. There are a lot, and it was an international video.
Yeah.
It was just, and I don't want to sound like a dumb American, but like it was a weird point for them to hit for every other country that was watching.
I don't think it was too weird.
They should have announced it. That was cool, but they hit it so hard like that it was such a major thing, and that just told me like we don't have a lot to show yet.
Well, yeah, I think what it is they're like we don't have a lot to say, but we do have one thing to say that will literally triple our sales.
Yeah.
Because we have,
and it also drives home because they said, you know, we really hope this helps bring more people in the world together through Pokemon, and that's why Pokemon is the best, guys.
It's cool.
And the other news in the Pokemon Direct, they just like dropped it at the end. And they were like, oh, those virtual console games, those are going to work with Pokemon Bank, and you'll be able to transfer those Pokemon into Sun and Moon.
Yeah. So we've been trying to think of all day like what the implications of that are.
I don't know. There's probably some kind of specific coding in Sun and Moon where, like, if I transfer a Dragonite from Red and Blue, it'll be a Red and Blue version of Dragonite just realized in 3D graphics.
Right, but will it still have the Gen 1 stats?
It'll probably be tournament banned. Like, you won't be able to use it in any of the special, like, online battles or anything. And it'll just be a Gen 1 Pokemon in a Gen 7 game.
With all of its weird, like, different, like, its moves are differently organized and, like, Hyper Beam is weird.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll hold, like, the move mechanics to it. I kind of hope they do.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
That they're just like, oh, this Pokemon came from Gen 1. It doesn't have to recharge if it kills a Pokemon with Hyper Beam.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So Hyper Beam is pretty broken in Gen 1.
So we'll keep you posted on
that
stuff?
Only, from what I've read, that transfer only works with Sun and Moon. It does not work
with like X and Y.
With X and Y or Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. So I don't know how that all is going to play out. We'll keep you updated when we know more. I'm getting the 3DS. We're recording this on Friday, so I'll have the 3DS when you're listening to this.
Yeah.
I'm getting it on Saturday, and I'll tweet like if it works right away. Just automatically put those Pokemon in the bank.
Right.
I'll let you guys know on Twitter.
Yeah, I would love to get one, but I don't have that kind of scratch on me right now, unfortunately.
Sorry, that's why I filled my taxes out so early.
That's it for news.
Yep. As far as I can remember.
Okay. Also, it's too late now, but Mew is over.
Mew is over, but stay tuned. We got some extras.
So let's just jump into our main feature?
Yeah, if you guys haven't figured it out, this is a special Pokemon Spotlight episode that we've been saying we probably would start doing.
Yeah.
So we're doing it.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Squirtle!
We're doing the Blastoise family, starting with Squirtle.
The Squirtle family.
Well, Blastoise is like the dad.
Yeah, I always just did it first evolution.
I always did it the other way.
That's weird. I've never seen anybody else do it that way.
Well, I mean, he's the patriarch of...
But you start with a Squirtle, and then... So it's the Squirtle family, because that's where everything...
I don't know. I've always done it the other way.
Anyway, Squirtle, we're doing first because he's first in the order. He is Pokemon number 007.
Oh, yeah. The year of my graduation.
He is classified as the Tiny Turtle Pokemon.
Oh, look at cute little Tiny Turtle Pokemon.
He's a water type, right?
Derp.
Like,
yeah.
Go on.
You guys know Squirtle. You're all friends with Squirtle. You know Squirtle.
Yeah. You all picked Squirtle, except for you weirdos who picked Bulbasaur and made us do a spotlight on him.
Yeah, except for the majority of the people who did that. Also, there was a poll that was run by someone recently.
By Pokemon.
And Charmander ran away with it.
41%.
Who is picking Charmander?
I don't know. Who voted in our poll?
I don't know.
Bunch of Bulba lovers.
Look,
Squirtle
like
is 1 foot, 8 inches high. He weighs in at a whopping 19.8 pounds.
He's like a little fat football.
He's a tiny turtle. Except he's kind of big for a turtle, because he's almost,
well, for a
he's
turtle,
almost
yeah.
2 feet tall. Stands up to about my knee, maybe a little over my knee. That's a big turtle. All right, anyway. His abilities are Torrent, which will raise the power of water-type moves 1.5 times when the Pokemon is below 1/3 HP, and its hidden ability is Rain Dish. It recovers 1/16 of your health when it's raining every turn.
That one doesn't seem as useful as the first one. The amount of times I've hit rain is very slim compared to the amount of times I've been under
third
health.
Well, I mean, you would obviously put Rain Dance on it make it rain.
I don't feel like a strategy.
You're not really under 1/3 HP for long. If you're that low, you're basically dead.
A third?
Yeah, that's not that much. Most Pokemon die in, like, 2 hits. 3 if you're lucky.
Yeah, I guess. I don't play Pokemon as much as you do, I guess. I don't know all the statistics on how often they die.
Faint. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
They faint after about 2 or 3 hits, usually. Its Pokedex left a lot to be desired. Didn't say...
There's got to be, like, 500 Pokedex entries for this by now, right?
But they're all almost the same.
Are they all the same?
Here's what I managed to cobble together. When it is born, its back is soft, but it begins to swell and harden into a shell as it ages. When it's threatened, it withdraws its limbs into the shell and sprays a bubbly foam out of its mouth. In addition to the protection the shell provides, its rounded shape and grooves on the surface help Squirtle swim at great speeds in the water by minimizing resistance, making it more hydrodynamic.
Right. Skims across the water.
That's it. It's all the unique information in the Pokedex
really?
For Squirtle. Yeah. Left a lot to be desired.
Well, I mean, we got 2 more Pokemon.
We do.
That it is essentially the same
and
as.
And they're better.
Okay, good.
They're much better.
So Squirtle I don't know how we normally do these. You can only find them at Professor Oak's house.
Yeah, for location. I don't know why this is a thing I do, but I always write the locations in kayfabe of Pokemon.
Okay.
I don't know why, but for location for Squirtle, it's a protected species because what Danielle wrote is canon now.
Sure.
So it's a protected species given to beginning trainers in Pallet Town as they begin their journey. Haven't been seen in the wild since the war, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. Even in Gold and Silver, like, you get one after you beat Red, right?
In the remake.
In the remake.
Not in the original.
Gold and Soul Silver.
Yeah.
But even that, you have to go back to Professor Oak's.
You go back
right?
to Professor Oak, yeah. And you can only pick one.
Look, I just beat
a
ghost,
but
all right?
In yellow, you get all three starters from...
Like, folks.
From, like, I guess other people who started in Pallet Town.
Who gave up?
And they're like, well, I'm in Cerulean City. This Charmander's not working. You take it.
I don't know.
I guess.
What about some trivia? What do you think?
Yeah, hit me with that trivia.
The country of Niue, you might remember them from the Bulbasaur spotlight, or you might not.
I think I do.
As part of their special commemorative Pokemon money, they've released a special $1 coin that had Squirtle on the, what I'm calling the face side
right.
of the coin, and then it has the country's coat of arms on the tails. So Squirtle's the $1. I don't remember what Bulbasaur is.
I think Bulbasaur was also a dollar. I think it was like they were
so maybe they're all a dollar.
Yeah. Here's a question that I have. Why hasn't the Pokemon Company cracked down on this country? This country, let's be honest, this country is like a platform out at sea.
I don't know. I know that that is like an actual country, that it's just a platform floating in the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't think this is them. I think they're just a super tiny country. I'm pretty sure that they got permission to print Pokemon on their money.
I mean, they're a whole country.
They're also the first Wi-Fi nation. The whole country is on Wi-Fi.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, that's how small the country is.
They've got an N++ plugged into the
plugged
center
into
of town.
The middle of the country, and then everybody got Wi-Fi.
Guys, the password is Niue. No one will guess it. Anyway, give me some more trivia.
I only got one Squirtle. More because just I wish there was more stuff for Squirtle, but there really wasn't. In the anime, Squirtle is the most trained of the Kanto starters. Ash, Gary, and May all trained one. They all have a Squirtle.
Okay. Ash has had a cool sunglasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses that ruined Squirtle for everyone because he had them on in one episode. So now every Squirtle has to have sunglasses on.
Not every Squirtle.
You don't look at enough Squirtle fan art.
You're very correct.
Like, have you seen the cute t-shirts that have like the starter Pokemon in the pocket?
Yeah.
That Squirtle has a dumb shades, and I don't want a Squirtle with the dumb shades. I just want a Squirtle in my pocket.
See, guys, this is why the anime is the worst.
I like the Squirtle squad. They're great. But not every Squirtle wears shades.
No.
Especially in the games where they don't let me put shades on anything.
Not yet. Hey, you listening, Nintendo?
Because, look, if I could put shades on a Cyndaquil, that makes sense, because he's a fire type, right?
What? It comes out of his butt, though.
No, it comes out of his back.
He doesn't even see it. It's behind him.
But it's real bright. It gives off ohms, and it covers.
It is not luminous enough for him to not only see it in front of him, but need shades.
But it's always light where he is because he makes fire, so he needs sunglasses. Also, I wouldn't use the pointy triangle ones.
No, those like old lady sunglasses do not look good.
No, I'd give him like... They're not aviators. They're just sunglasses.
They're like tortoiseshell,
they're
kind
like
of.
$10 sunglasses, and I'm going to put them on my Cyndaquil, and they're made out of plastic, and they'll melt. The origin of Squirtle. Hey, guys, guess what?
We're talking about Squirtle still?
Squirtle's a turtle.
That's a squirrel.
That's his origin. His name is a combination of squirt and turtle. If you think it's squirrel, you're wrong.
Well, I guess I'm wrong then, because his tail is a squirrel's tail.
It's not. It's just a curly tail.
It's like totally a squirrel's tail.
It has nothing to do with squirrels.
His tail does.
No, it doesn't. No, his tail has something to do with something else, which is in Wartortle's trivia. And at level 16, Squirtle evolves into...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Wartortle! Wartortle is the coolest of the three, right?
Of the Squirtle line?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. When I was reading about Blastoise, he's real cool. We'll
Blastoise
talk about him
is a pretty cool dude.
But Wartortle's always been my favorite stage in the family. He's also a water type. Let me go back and tell you what number he is. He's number 8.
Makes sense.
He's just the turtle Pokemon. He's not tiny anymore.
No, he's an adolescent. He's a teen. Mom, all right? This isn't a phase. This is who I am. I'm a war turtle.
A war turtle now.
I got weird head flaps.
He's a water type. He stands at 3'3" and he weighs 49.6 pounds. Again, these heights and weights are averages, I'm assuming.
Right. That's significantly bigger than Squirtle, too.
It is. It's
about twice the size.
About twice the size. He has the same abilities. I'm not going to go over those again. His Pokedex gets a lot more in-depth, so let's
good.
Talk about that.
Because Squirtle's was a little lacking.
Yeah. Oh, he's a cute little turtle who does like with his mouth. He does bubbles with
his
mouth.
He drools when he's scared. Yeah, so do I, Pokedex. It doesn't make me special.
It moves its ears and tail to maintain balance while it's swimming in the water at like real fast speeds. It swims real fast. The tail and ears are covered with special fur that it can use to store air for extended dives. They have been known to live for a very long time. Sit down.
All right, done.
Allegedly up to 10,000 years.
How would you know?
You can stand back up now if you want. That is significant for a bit of trivia, or that might be origin stuff in a minute.
Okay.
Its tail becomes a much deeper color as it ages and has become a symbol of longevity. Is this G a J sound in
yeah.
that? Okay. And it's a popular Pokemon with elderly trainers because, like, look how great this is and how old. It's so old.
But it's like see, I always picture the middle stage as like a grumpy teenager.
Not Wartortle. He's a grumpy old man.
he's a grumpy ancient turtle.
And just like Squirtle, it will retract its head and limbs into its shell when it's threatened, but its tail is too long and it sticks out of the back a little bit, which is like, now he's just a cute old man, all like in his hermit home.
Oh, you're so close, little war turtle.
Due to this defense tactic, its shell is more often than not covered in scratches from its many battles, because he's grumpy and just wants to fight all the time. He's a tough battling Pokemon.
He's a tough battling, grumpy teen, old man.
He's a rattling, battling dude. He's Wartortle. Guess where you can find him? You can't. You can evolve a Squirtle.
You can evolve a Squirtle. See previous entry.
All right, the only bit of trivia is just like some real weird concept art stuff.
Okay.
In the game's concept art and also in the sprite work and like the 3D models now, its ears are very clearly a lighter shade than its face.
Yeah.
It's the same color as its tail. Its ears and its tail are like the same.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Material?
Sure. I thought it was like water squirting out of its head for the longest time.
No, they were like little ears.
Well, not but in little, the, they're huge.
In the anime promotional artwork, it shows his ears. Because if you can picture the like sprite, the ears are like separated from the head. Like they're their own shape. They have a line that separates them from the head. But in the anime artwork, they are like joined into the head and they're the same color as it, the rest of its regular skin.
Okay.
I don't know why. That's the only bit of
that's
trivia
weird.
There
I
is.
I kind of like
Wartortle.
That.
I don't like it as much. I like the way that his
I don't like its ears looking
look.
Like they're someone else's that they got glued onto his head. Because I always thought of them as like as like vents, like water vents that were just constantly spraying. That's what they've always looked like to me. Because they're like a totally different color.
I never saw them that way, but I guess I can see it. I just knew they were little ear tufts.
I don't know, I just never, they just, because it's
the problem is it's not his skin, it's like a hair or a fur that's like,
that never really came across.
Which is weird.
Because he's a tortoise.
Because it's supposed to help him swim faster, but if you've ever talked to a swimmer, they're bald everywhere.
Yeah.
They shave all their hair. So I don't know how that works. Origins, its tail and 10,000 year lifespan is based off of a, I'm going to butcher this, I'm going to try not to, Minogami. It's a turtle said to have lived for 10,000 years, and it grew a tail made out of seaweed. Some turtles, some real-life actual turtles, can breathe air through their... Oh, this is so many science words. Cloaca?
Cloaca.
Cloaca. It's located near the tail, and a lot of turtles can actually breathe air through
that's
that.
That's gross.
Which is, it's like...
That's its genitals.
Yeah. I looked it up because I didn't know. I've never read that word.
Yeah, cloaca
before.
Is like an all-purpose male-female genital.
It's like its genitals, but also the end of its intestine, like a butthole.
Yeah.
It's just an all, it's all the yucky parts in one area.
I did not know that tortoises had them. I knew that ducks had them.
But yeah, I guess some real turtles can breathe through that, and so that's why Squirtle stores, not Squirtle, Wartortle stores air in its tail, and that helps it breathe when it dives for a long time.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at some anime concept art, and its ears are literally just part of it, and it looks weird.
It looks weird, right?
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that.
It might just be like bad art. I think the concept of it could look good.
Yeah.
But that version of it isn't.
No. It looks like a monster. I know it is
well,
a monster.
Well, he is a pocket monster.
But it looks like a scary monster.
Its name is a combination of three words.
Okay.
It could be war or warrior. Who can tell?
Either way.
Tortoise and turtle.
Okay.
Which are different, but I guess the same enough.
One of them is freshwater and one is saltwater.
I thought tortoise was just like land turtles.
No, they're definitely both amphibious.
Because tortoises, I think, have the feet. And turtles have, like, flippers. I think that's what the difference is.
Maybe.
I might be wrong.
I'm not a biologist.
Me either. Especially of the marine...
Of the marine variety.
Anyway, at level 36, War Turtle evolves into...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Blastoise! Blastoise is Pokemon number
9.
He's the shellfish Pokemon, which is weird.
That no, he's not.
He is. I'll talk about that.
No, he can't because he's not a fish.
There's only one reason that even kind of makes sense. I don't like it. I don't think it's right. But there's one reason that makes sense.
Is that a we'll get to later?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
He's also a water type. He stands at 5'3" and he weighs 188.5 pounds. How tall are you?
5'4".
So he's an inch shorter than you.
Oh, I could kill him.
And if you don't mind my asking, what do you weigh?
I think I'm 160 right now.
All right. So he's just under 30 pounds heavier than you.
Okay.
So he's short and round. If his Gen 1 sprite is to be believed,
he's
as round as he is tall.
Yeah, I love it. I love that Gen 1 sprite.
He's got like his little arm sticking out. He's so fat that he can't move them.
My favorite thing about Gen 1 is that everyone was fat in Gen 1. I loved it. Everyone was super well fed in Gen 1. It was great.
He gets the same abilities. You guys can go back if you don't remember him. Let's get to the meat of Blastoise, the Pokedex stuff.
All right.
It is known as a brutal Pokemon in battle.
Oh, I know.
If you have not seen Pokemon Origins, go watch the 4 episodes. Be disappointed at how good it is and how short it is.
Right.
But just look at Blastoise. This dude is a baller.
Yeah.
They nailed it. Because in the final battle, I don't want to spoil anything, but in the final battle, Charizard punches him in the face and he just smirks at him and like blasts him off.
Nice.
He's a baller.
Yeah. I really need to watch Pokemon Origins. I've been putting it off because I don't want to be like sad about it.
Yeah. I watched some of it again the other day, and I was like, this makes me so frustrated, because it is so good.
Also, doesn't it end up just being like a commercial for Mega Charizard?
The end of the last, when he catches Mewtwo, he battles it with his Mega Charizard.
Bull.
And they're like, hey guys, Mega Evolution, buy the new games, bye. You're never going to get an anime this good. See you later.
Fine.
It has 2 pressurized water jets protruding from its shell that it can use for high-speed tackles, or just straight-up blasting fools with water. It blasts with more pressure and force than a fire hose, so it's pretty intense. I don't know if you've ever been hit with a fire hose, but I haven't. But I've seen people get hit with a fire hose, terrifying.
When I was in high school, I was on the Fire Explorers, which is like the junior fire patrol or whatever.
Yeah.
And we got to spray the hose. We got to like hose something down one time. And that is not messing around.
No. There are rumors of it blasting so hard that it has blasted through concrete and even solid steel.
I'll believe that. I've seen tiny water jets that they cut metal with. So like,
yeah, just think of it's that pressure, but like big,
but like a baseball size rip through your whole house.
Not only does it have this like crazy force behind it, but he's super accurate and he can hit a tin can from about 160 feet away.
Dang.
By blasting these water cannons on its shoulders.
Man, Blastoise is a murderer.
It is fat intentionally. It intentionally makes itself heavier to help handle the recoil from its cannons.
Okay, I like
that.
So,
like, before it'll fire, it plants its feet and it's just super heavy.
Right.
So he just blasts it.
Lays his tail down.
He also uses this extra weight sometimes to just crush people with his body.
Oh.
Because Blastoise is metal. He's the most metal Pokemon that we've talked about so far. If he is having a hard time in a pinch, he can also retreat into his shell, but that he doesn't need to do that very often. Guess where you can find him? You can evolve a Wartortle.
That story checks out so far.
Blastoise has a new special feature about him that we haven't talked about yet. Blastoise can Mega Evolve.
Oh, man. It's like Digivolving.
And when he does Mega Evolve, he gets one huge cannon on his back.
Yeah.
And two little wrist cannons.
Yeah, his two wrist cannons fuse into one, or his two back cannons fuse into one, or they slide down his arms.
They slide down his arms, and then they fuse into one, because Mega Blastoise keeps the same single water type. He's the same height. He's also 5'3", which is why I think it's both cannons fuse into one, because it's bigger. And the ones on his wrists are smaller than his regular ones.
Right.
And if he's the same size, that's the only way that makes any sense.
You're right.
He gains about, 34 pounds. He weighs 222.9 pounds when he's Mega Evolved.
Okay.
His ability changes to Mega Launcher, which boosts the power of Aura and Pulse moves by 50%. All the moves that affects say those words in the name. So it's pretty easy to figure out which ones they are.
I like that. I've never heard of that before.
Dark Pulse, Water Pulse, Heal Pulse. Those all get boosted by 50%.
Okay.
Aura Sphere gets the boost. Becomes kind of crazy, if I'm remembering correct. Aura Sphere with a 50% boost is nothing to mess with. We don't talk about stats much, but that's kind of the point of a Mega Evolution, so I'll touch on it a little bit without getting into any numbers. It gains a massive amount of special attack. I think it gains 50 points of special attack.
That makes sense.
And it also gets boosts to regular attack and both defenses.
Oh, so it gets into a tank.
It gets buffed up.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else to say about Mega Evolutions. That's everything that changes when he Mega Evolves.
Yeah. They look different and they get more stats. And I guess I did not know that their ability changed.
Their abilities change. Sometimes they don't, but a lot of the time they do. And their stats change. Sometimes their sizes. Like, Mega Venusaur doesn't look that much different, but he's much bigger than Venusaur.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really come across in the game because you can't really see that. So for some trivia, you'll remember from when we talked about Kabuto, I'm sure, that he shares the shellfish Pokemon with them.
Yes, I remember that.
I know you do. He's also the only fully evolved Kanto starter that maintains a single type, because Venusaur is grass poison and Charizard is fire flying.
Right.
Blastoise is the only dude. He's like, no, water's good. I'm good like this.
Don't worry. I've got it under control.
And Mega Blastoise has the highest special attack stat of any non-legendary water type Pokemon.
Oh, dang.
That there is.
Can you give me some Blastoiseite?
I think it's Blastoiseite. I don't know. They didn't workshop the names of the Mega Stones enough.
They just slapped an "ite" on the end of them. They're like, good
enough.
Can't
wait till Dragonite Mega Evolves.
Dragonite-ite?
Dragonite-ite. For its origin, it seems to just be a combination of a turtle and a tank.
Yep. So here's where the shellfish kind
of comes in. It has cannons on its back like a tank, but they could also represent tubes that mussels and some clams and stuff have that they use to shoe water with.
Okay.
Which is the only way that calling it a shellfish makes any sense.
Even if that is the case.
But he's obviously a turtle.
There's no way anyone in the world looks at him and goes, oh, shellfish.
That's a shellfish Pokemon.
Because the squirt guns, shellfish have. No. He's a giant angry turtle with cannons.
Here's how it goes. Squirtle's the tiny turtle Pokemon. Wartortle is the turtle Pokemon. Blastoise is the shellfish Pokemon.
The dad turtle Pokemon.
He should be the big turtle Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or just the tank turtle Pokemon.
Yeah, something.
Something cooler than shellfish.
Shellfish.
That dude's a turtle or a tortoise. Whatever the difference. He has feet, so I'm inclined to call him a tortoise.
Well, also his name is Blastoise, tortoise.
It is.
Does that mean his name is Blastus, and we've been saying it wrong the whole time?
No, it's Blastoise, because that's what they say in the anime, and those are all right. Those are always right.
I don't know about that.
By the way, his name is a combination of Blast and Tortoise.
We've just been saying Tortoise wrong the whole time.
That's not what it is.
That has to be it.
I don't know. Do you call lizards Lizards? Or is his name Charizard?
Yeah, it's Charizard.
No, he's Charizard.
Well, maybe we've been saying that wrong, too. Or we've been saying Lizards wrong this whole time. Venusaur's still cool. Everything checks out on Venusaur.
Yeah, he's fine. So that's it. we do have some names on Twitter.
Do we have any? There's no like trivia for the whole line or anything.
Not that I looked up. No, but we have some nicknames though.
Yeah, so return of the Name Raider segment.
Let's talk about those.
Okay, so if you've forgotten, which is fair because it's been a minute, our Name Raider segment has a couple rules. They are as follows. You send us a name. We need a name and a breed. Species. Breed makes it sound like a dog.
Right.
We need a name and a species. Any other context that you provide is good, but not necessary. We can rate it on a scale of 1 to 5. Pokeball, Premier Ball, Great Ball, Ultra Ball, or Master Ball. I think you can figure out the order of them. It's the order I set them in. That's the trick.
Yeah. Master Ball's the worst. Pokeball's the best. Fooled ya.
No,
that's
trick.
That's backwards. Thanks.
April Fool's.
I was being
2 months
tricky.
Early. And we only get one Master Ball per Name Raider segment per person. So I get one. Josh gets one.
Right.
That's it. How many names do we got this time?
I think only two. Let me double check. Because here's the thing. I don't think we said
we have one in an email.
We do? Okay.
Yes.
So then at least three. We're not going to do random ones anymore. We're only going to do names you guys send us.
Yeah, that
does. So if you want us to rate more names, tell your friends and have them send some names in.
Yeah. It also doesn't necessarily, you don't necessarily have to send in your names.
Yeah.
Because if you got some bad ones that your friends had, send those in too. We'll put them on blast.
We're just not going to scour the internet anymore.
Because it's a lot of stinkers. A lot of stinkers.
Yeah. And it just doesn't feel as good. It doesn't feel like it's personal.
And plus, when you go to a name raider, you go to a name raider. And you're like, hey, rate this. And he's like, it's stupid.
Name raider doesn't find you and say, hey, that stinks.
He doesn't go on the internet looking for names to rate.
Dude runs up to you and says, hey, your Pokemon name is real dumb. And then he runs away.
now I feel sad. Speaking of which, we didn't name Blastoise. What do you name Blastoises? You don't, do you?
I have one, but he's not named because I haven't really thought of it. I was going to name him Tank after Rainbow Dash's turtle.
Sure.
But I didn't do that.
I usually name mine Goliath after the gargoyle.
But if I'm going to keep Squirtle, I'm going to name him James.
Because
he's Pokemon 007.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Great Ball.
Hey, middle of the road, man. That's Josh, middle of the road Nichols over here. Our first name. Well, we have two names. I'm going to do them both. They're from the same Twitter user, but I'm going to do them.
Cool.
They're from Jonathan, who is a relatively new follower of the show, I think.
Yeah. He has his own podcast. This is a cheap plug. I haven't listened to it, so I can't vouch for the quality. But, I mean, if you listen to this, you got good taste. So he's got a podcast about anime called Aniki, A-N-I-K-I, I think.
Aniki?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Lee-a-kay.
So if you're into anime, maybe go check that out.
Yeah, I'm not. I like some. I don't know if you guys have ever watched Devil is a Part-Timer, but it's really funny. Go watch it. The devil works in a burger joint. It's really funny. It's very much an anime, though, so I don't know if you would like it.
I don't have the time to watch an anime.
His first name that he sent us is for Totara, and its name, I'm going to try to say it without just saying it wrong.
Do you want me to say it?
No, it's Yggdrasil.
Yeah.
I wanted to not say Yggdrasil.
Yes. Ultra Ball.
Ultra Ball?
Ultra Ball. That's a real good one.
It is.
Because
he's a tortoise.
He's a tortoise with a tree on his
with
back.
With a tree growing out of his shell.
Yeah. If you guys are unfamiliar, Yggdrasil is the Norse world tree that all the worlds are connected to. So like, there's that. That's
right.
Pretty awesome. I like that name. So
I do too.
I'm going to give it an Ultra Ball.
I will agree with that.
We got another?
He got another one he sent us. He recently started over his Pokemon Y version. He picked Chessmen. He picked Chesspin. Chessmen. You know, like knights and bishops and pawns. They're all chessmen. Like Pepperidge Farm cookies, the chessmen cookies.
Never heard of those.
Oh, it's little butter cookies with chess pieces printed on it. It's on the bottom shelf in the Pepperidge Farm aisle.
That's why.
And I feel he didn't say specifically, but I feel like he named this one with chess not in mind.
Right.
He named it Big Nux.
Big Nux. I'm going to go...
Which is like if Knuckles, the echidna of Sonic fame, was a trucker,
or,
he'd be Big Nux.
Or he likes the TNA stable Aces and Eights, because there was a guy named Nux in it. Mike Nux. Was named
Mike Nux.
He was Nux in
Nux.
TNA.
Okay.
I didn't watch any of it. I don't know how he was in TNA.
I haven't watched TNA since 2007.
I watched a little bit in 2011 or 12.
I might have watched some at the beginning of 2008 and just stopped. Like, just, I think I'm pretty sure there's a hard stop in there.
Anyway, this is not about that. This is about Big Nux.
This is about
The name.
I do too.
I'm going to go with Great Ball on this one.
I feel like I'm real liberal with these. I'm going to give this one to Ultra Ball too. Because I also like Knuckles. He's my favorite Sonic character.
Sure.
So it gets a bonus point for me for that.
Okay. He gets a minus 1 point because I do not like the Chespin line.
You can't rate the name on what Pokemon
I can rate the name on whatever I want. That seems rude. Look, I'm not saying it's a bad name. I'm just saying it's attached to a Pokemon line
that
I'm
not a fan
of. The
name's fine, but you're using a Chespin, so you get a Premier Ball, loser.
No, it's a Great Ball. It's great. It's a great nickname.
Oh, you said minus 1 point, so I took that off of what you already rated.
No.
Okay, never mind. It's fine. I take back all the bad stuff I said. We're fine. All
right. I got a nickname. Came to us via the email. It's from Derek, who is a patron.
Okay.
So, Derek, thank you. And here is his email. Hey, Jake and Josh, I just bought a version of Soul Silver the other day since I lost my Heart Gold many years ago. I started the game with a male Cyndaquil and called him Pepperjack because he's a fire mouse Pokemon. My sub cheese, Pepperjack is a hot slash spicy cheese. Cyndaquil is a fire type, so I thought it was fitting. I'm going to have to go with Master Ball on that.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I know you're giving it a Master Ball. That's an easy A.
Well, no, I'm a little picky with my Cyndaquil names.
Okay, all right, that's fair. Yeah. But I like that a lot. I think everything tracks.
Yeah, no, that's great. I like that he's just named after cheese because he's a little...
I always saw him as a little anteater.
He's kind of a little anteater. I don't know what... I think he's just a pocket monster. He's kind of an anteater. He's definitely a little mousy.
Yeah.
But he's just like a monster. He's like a little pocket monster.
He's like a little dude. He's like a little guy.
I think he's an echidna, actually.
Oh, maybe. Call him Big Nux.
Big Nux! No, right. I'm not sure what I would name just a Cyndaquil. Because I have a Typhlosion named Vesuvius.
Sure.
But Vesuvius is not a Cyndaquil name. You know what I mean?
It could be like ironic.
It could, but like that's a cute little Pokemon. He needs a cute little nickname. And
yeah.
Pepperjack is great, but I didn't think of it, so I can't use it.
I mean, you can.
No one's gonna kick your door in and be like, give me your Pokemon.
You're under arrest for naming it something that someone else.
But that's
named
not gonna
it.
Be my name for my little buddy Pokemon.
That's fair.
This is gonna be Derek's name for my Pokemon.
It's a good name.
I do like it. Now I kind of want to name all my Cyndaquils after cheeses. We'll see how that goes.
I named all of mine after ice cream flavors.
I know.
which was very fun, but also harder than you would expect. You run out of flavors.
I'm going to do that. I think there's enough different cheeses where I could get away with that.
Yeah.
For a little while, anyway.
I mean, there's so many cheeses that you just don't know about. Just Google list of cheeses. There you go. Then move on to a list of hot dogs or something. I don't know why I went
to
hot dogs.
There's hot dogs.
That's
the hot dog flavors.
Hot dogs. There's Frank's. There's
Frankfurters.
Frankfurters.
Long for Franks.
Yep. There's
turkey dogs.
Ballparks.
Beef dogs.
All your dogs.
Genio. They make dogs. RS. Those are the real cheap Texas hot dogs. All right. This is not about hot dogs.
No. Do you have any Pokemon nicknames you want to toss this way? Since we're in the Name Raider segment.
Do you know what Steelix looks like? Do you got a good visual on it in your head? I had one in, I think, my Crystal version that I named Leno.
Okay.
You know why?
Because he got a big chin. How old were you?
Oh, this was like...
You would have been...
What, 2000? 2001?
Yeah. So you would have been...
So I was like 15?
Okay.
Like max?
For a 15-year-old, I'll go with Ultra Ball.
All right.
Let's see if I can think of one real quick. The only one that comes to mind is I had a Totodile, a Feraligatr, named Charybdis after one of the twin whirlpools of Greek mythology, Skylia and Charybdis.
I'll give that. How do you spell that?
Charybdis.
I'll give that an Ultra Ball, too. That's pretty good. I like mythology references, so that's like nice. That's an easy way. That's a Great Ball or above automatically.
Automatic. Okay, there you go, guys. Now you know the trick. All right. We'll tell you how you can send in your names to rate at the end of the episode.
Which is like right now? I think we're done.
If you don't have any fan stuff.
Nope, not that we didn't talk about in that bonus episode.
Right.
So that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to find us on the internet, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr. We are PWT Podcast on all those places. Or you can email us, pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you guys are on iTunes, if you find yourself in the iTunes neighborhood and you find yourself on the Pokemon World Tour page and you feel like giving us a rating review, we would love that. So maybe consider taking a walk down iTunes. This metaphor fell apart, but you get it. head on over there. We've got 8 reviews. Well, we got 8 ratings. I don't know how many reviews we have exactly.
Yeah, did you just check that?
I checked it recently.
Give us that bump. Two reviews. Give us that 10 review bump.
Yeah, so if you enjoy the program, just head on over there. It helps out a lot because the more good reviews we have, the higher up we go in the rankings. And the more visible we are, so more people can see it, more people can come on this journey with us.
And we are also on Patreon, so if you like the stuff we do here or anywhere else that you happen to see us, you can head over there to support the show, send us a couple bucks, anything extra you have, we will be just infinitely appreciative to you. It's patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Go check it out. There's a lot of sweet milestones and stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, particularly if you liked this episode, we're going to be adding a milestone that's going to be one of the closer ones to where we are now. I don't know how to say that. A fast approaching milestone. One of the first ones will be monthly family spotlights. Family spotlights. Because there's like so many, we said it so many times. There's like a million Pokemon. And it's only going to be more by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So
so we'll hammer it down to monthly if we reach whatever goal that is. We haven't decided on a monetary amount to put on it yet. So for right now, they're just going to be whenever I'm not ready for a proper episode, we'll do one of these.
Yeah. Go check that out. Maybe get a couple bucks our way. We really appreciate it. It helps out.
Yeah, you don't understand.
It helps out so much. Also, we're going to be, I said it on the last episode, but in case you skipped it, we're going to be starting up a Pokemon RPG soon. We are going to be playing. Alan is going to be running it. Listener Alan, who's a pretty cool dude, is going to be running it for us. It's going to be real fun. We're going to record it. You guys are going to be able to hear that. And if you want to hop on for some sessions, we don't know exactly how it's going to work yet.
Yeah, the first bit of it is going to be us figuring it out. So we probably won't do any guest stuff right
for a little while. I don't know how often they'll come out. I don't know how long the episodes will be. But that's going to be something that's going to be coming down the pipe pretty soon. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
And you should be too. My character's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
He's right. He told me what it is finally. It's very funny. A lot of good stuff should come out of it. All right. I'm a dummy, so it's going to be fun.
Our theme song is The Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword off the OC Remix album, the EVEP. You can pick that up at ev.ocremix.com, and you can go follow Dark Sword at Dark Sword. That's DarkeSword on Twitter. He probably has a website on there. And go to it and listen to his music and give him your money.
And the rest of our music is probably from the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Super Music Collection. Sometimes some Fire Red Leaf Green stuff gets trickled in. Sometimes some Pokemon Reorchestrated Kanto Symphony stuff comes in. Go check all those things out. They're all awesome. They're all great deals on iTunes.
Oh, for sure.
So check them out. Get them.
Next time, we're going to be headed to Fuchsia City. That'll be in 2 weeks.
But until then,
smell you later! Yeah. And next time, we're going to be heading to Future City. Future City? City of the future.